Welcome to part four of the Get Visible and Book More Weddings Bootcamp series with me, Becca Poutney. And today, in this session, we're going to talk all about whether you know your numbers. I know you don't want to talk about money, but sometimes we have to face the facts. If you're anything like many of the wedding pros that I know or have worked with my clients in the past, we like to keep our head a little bit in the sand when it comes to money and the financial sides of our business. I'm really passionate about changing that. Ultimately, I know many of you go into the wedding industry because you want to pursue your passion. You're creative. You're amazing at what you do. You're incredible at taking photos or creating floral displays or creating amazing weddings and events. But the business side of things, well, that's just not quite so attractive. The money side is difficult. We don't know what to charge people. We're worried about charging too much. Will people pay this for our work? The imposter syndrome kicks in. Are we good enough? And when it comes to finances, often we have our heads in the sand. So in this session, I want to challenge you with this question. Do you think you're running a business or a hobby? You know, the difference between a business and a hobby is a business brings money in and a hobby costs you money. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a great hobby. My mother-in-law loves to crochet and she'll crochet in her free time and sometimes she'll make gifts for people, but she's never wanting to turn that into a business. It's just a passion of hers. She enjoys doing it. It's something to relax her mind, but she's not making money from it. In fact, it's costing her money in wool and supplies and all of the rest of it. However, if you're wanting to make money from your passion, then that's more of a business and therefore you need to take control of your finances. If you're finding you're spending more money on this business than you're making and there's no plans to make any profit anytime soon, well, I would say it's more of a hobby than a business and it's time to get on track with your numbers. You absolutely can make money doing what you love. And that's what I'm passionate about. That's why all of the programs and things that I do exist, because I want to show people that it's absolutely possible to run a profitable business doing what you love. You just need a little bit of help to get you there. So the first thing to look at is your pricing. Are you charging your worth? Is it possible to even make a profit from the amounts you're charging at the moment? If you're only just about covering the costs of that product or service and you're not really charging for the amount of labor involved by you, then you're probably not charging your worth. Now, one of the biggest myths that I want to bust in the wedding industry, and we're going to start with it here, is that there's no money in weddings and no one's willing to spend money. That is absolutely categorically not true. In my world, I'm lucky enough to have spoken at some incredible conferences all around the world with some amazing wedding planners and wedding vendors. And my mind has been blown by the amount of budget some of these people are working with at weddings. There are people out there that will spend millions of pounds on their wedding day. Yes, millions. You heard that right. So when you think that your price that you're charging isn't high enough, know that there are people that will spend that money on a wedding. Now, just because you wouldn't spend that money on a wedding doesn't mean other people won't. So I don't want you to have that mindset that people won't spend the money on a wedding, because there are people that absolutely will. Now, not everyone will spend that money and that's fine. It's the same in every single industry. Like, just think about handbags. You know, some people think that Primark is the best place to buy a handbag for less than £10 or $10 if you're in the States. But other people will quite happily go and buy the latest Louis Vuitton or Mulberry handbag for $800 or $1,000 or $1,500 or even more for an exclusive one, and they won't think twice about it. That doesn't mean everyone's going to do that, but there's a customer out there for everyone. So if you're thinking to yourself, there's just no money in the wedding industry, I want you to crush that thought right now, because it's just absolutely not true and you're telling yourself a lie. So when it comes to charging your worth, stop charging based on what you think people will pay, but instead what your work is worth. And there's a few things you can do to think that through, but it needs to be worth your time doing it. Okay, the next question I want to challenge you with is, are you actually making any profit, or do you actually know your numbers? Do you even know if you're making a profit? So many people I speak to are kind of just playing at business. Now, this might be you, just occasionally bits of money come in and occasionally you spend money out on business training or on new products or ideas, but you're not really tracking it. You couldn't tell me how much money you bought in the first quarter of this year. You're just kind of playing at business. Maybe you're not paying yourself. Maybe you're just every now and again just buying yourself something as a treat. So it's actually quite hard for you to know whether or not you're making any profit. So if that is you, again, please think about your numbers. If you want to run this as a business, you need to get those numbers down and you need to start planning them out. Okay, the next question I want to challenge you with is, are you reinvesting or paying yourself, as we just said? you should be reinvesting in your business. When you pay for a program, for example, it's not about spending money. It's an investment. You're paying for education. Why? So that you can grow your business and make it better, so you can make more money in your business. Whenever you make a purchase in your business, you should see it as an investment, not a cost. Because, you know, if you're paying to go on a trip or to attend a workshop, or you're paying for a new piece of equipment or some new marketing, you need to see a return on that investment, and you need to know how that's going to help you build your business. So think about whether or not you're paying yourself, and also whether you're reinvesting in yourself as well. And the final thing I want you to think through is, are you setting yourself any goals? If you look forward to the rest of this year, if you look at the next financial year, do you have targets? Do you know how much money you want to bring into your business? Do you know how much money your business is costing you to run, how much you want to pay for yourself, and therefore how much you need to bring in your business in order to make a profit and set those goals? If you set goals and understand your finances, then all of a sudden, all of the other things start falling into place, because you know what you need to sell, and you know how you need to market those products in order to sell them, and you know what price you need to charge for them, and you can see what products bring you the best profit, and all of the things that you just don't understand if you're still keeping your head in the sand. Now, if all of this feels a little bit overwhelming, and sometimes it does when it comes to money, I just want you to take a breather and take a step back for a moment, because you don't need to panic about this. Looking at the money can feel scary, but I promise you, if you overcome that hurdle, if you get it down and work it out in the right kind of way, then actually it's like a burden lifted. Because although we think keeping our head in the sand is solving the problem, actually quite often it's not, because we're kind of in a state of panic. We don't know if we can afford a course. We don't know if we can afford to buy a new piece of equipment. We don't know if we can put our prices up or whether we should put them down. And we're just guessing. And when we're guessing and walking around in the dark, well, actually that's a more scary and anxiety inducing state to be in. So actually, if you can get over that initial hurdle and get this stuff down on paper, I promise you it will be a burden lifted rather than more of a burden on you. And yes, it may be that to start with, you realize, oh, actually, the last year, I've not made any money in this business. In fact, it's cost me money to run this business. And I know that's difficult, but sometimes it's good to come to that realization, because that's a line in the sand you can draw and start making changes. If you sit down and do your numbers and realize you haven't made any money, well, then something needs to change. You need to sell something differently, or you need to create new product lines, or maybe you need to put your prices up, or maybe you need to focus your attention on different areas. Knowledge is power, and knowing your numbers is so incredibly important. And yet I know it's something that many of you don't understand or do. Now, if you're thinking, yeah, I need a bit of help with this, Becca, I don't understand. Well, the good news is for you is this is really important to me. And therefore, I have a whole module dedicated to your finances and your plans inside of the Wedding Pro Business Builder program. So if you've been on the fence about whether or not you should take a look or dive in, then let me tell you that module four, the final module, pays for itself, pays for this whole course, because it will help you with the finances. So one of the things I did a few years back is develop some very easy to use Excel spreadsheets to help people get on top of their numbers. If you're anything like me, Microsoft Excel or those finance programs can feel a little bit daunting. So I wanted to make it super simple for you. So I've created a couple of spreadsheets that you can find inside of that program. And also there's a video of me walking you through how to fill them in. It will help you work out how much your business is costing you to run. It'll help you to work out rough tax calculations and roughly how much you can afford to pay yourself. It'll help you set goals, and it will help you work out your sales targets. It really is important to do this and to do it right. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by the numbers, then go and have a look at the Wedding Pro Business Builder program. Jump in, make sure you go through it. And when you get to module four, sit down, take a breather, go through those spreadsheets, and you will see how you can make money back. And you will see how you can make back even the initial investment in this program by charging and planning ahead. If you've got any questions about any of that, or you want to know more information about module four or any of the other modules inside of the program, do drop me a message at Becca Poutney on Instagram, or go to the show notes. All of the details are there about the program and also about how to contact me. Now, as we come to this section, of course, there's a task for you to take. Now, I'm not going to set you a task of doing all your finances because that's way too much work just for this mini bootcamp series. That's something to do when you go through the program. But for now, as part of the bootcamp, the task I want you to do is just take a post-it note or a piece of paper and write down a number that you want to earn in your business in a year. It's a very basic target. It's a very basic goal. Now, how you come up with this number? Well, it may be that you want to match a salary that you've previously had. It may be you want to drop some hours in your business that you're working in now and you want to take your business full time and you need to match a salary or have a certain amount of salary to live. It may be that you just want enough to take your kids on holiday to Disney World and you know that's going to cost you £8,000. And so the next year, all you want to do is earn £8,000 profit in your business. There is no right or wrong to this. But I want you to actually stop and think about it for a moment because no one wants to be losing money. You're working incredibly hard. You're working all the hours. I know you're passionate. I know you're putting the work and the grit in. That's why you're listening to this. But you don't want to be in negative equity. You want to earn something and go home and feel proud about what you've achieved. So grab that piece of paper, have a think for a few minutes and write down a number, a target that you want to earn in your business in a year. The first step is lifting your head up out of that sand and thinking about it. So get it written down and then put it somewhere memorable. So maybe change the phone screen, maybe save it as a note on your phone somewhere, maybe pin it up in your office or put it as a post-it note so you can see that goal in front of you. Yes, the rest is to come. Yes, of course, there's a whole lot more work that we want to be doing around planning your finances. And that's what module four is for. But getting your head out of the sand is the first step. So go ahead, grab that post-it note. And if you manage to do it, drop me a message. I don't need to see the number, but drop me a message on Instagram at Becca Poutney and just say to me, I've sat down, I've thought about my numbers, I've got my head out the sand and I've written it down a goal and I believe that I can work towards hitting it. I hope that was helpful. I know it's difficult talking about money, but ultimately making money is what makes your business a business and not a hobby.